And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Matt Santos for the Town of Chino Valley.
That is me for the Town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities. We want to thank you for tuning in today. We've got a bit of a departure from our usual show. Sitting in studio today is musician, local celebrity, Mr. Darren Mahoney. So stick around. We'll be right back after these words on KQ&A, 1130 AM, Talk of the Quad Cities.
Nights, changing colors, and heavy jackets are all a part of football season here in the Central Highlands. This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. My favorite sport is football, and we're proud to help support our local high school teams. There's nothing like going to a game and cheering on your team in the crisp, cool fall air. So get out there on Friday night and support your local team. And please don't forget about your local businesses. Shop local, be local. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way, just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie. Welcome to the broadcast.
Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
We've gotten questions on solving a stubborn running toilet, proper attic insulation, thoughts on two-speed versus variable-speed air conditioning, and saved your pool water by recycling it. So if you have a question about your home, castle, or cabin, give us a call. From winter gardening to an Arizona staycation, we're your Saturday morning happy place.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Maybe you've quit smoking years ago, or you could be a current smoker. Either way, you probably worry about your health, especially the possibility of lung cancer. The Lung Cancer Screening and Care Team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center understands this concern. Our team offers a yearly screening program that can detect lung cancer early, before you even have symptoms, and when it's most treatable. If a lung screening finds a potential health problem, you can count on YRMC's Lung Cancer Screening and Care for a complete diagnosis, advanced treatment, and outstanding recovery services. The latest lung cancer screening technology, an outstanding team of medical specialists, a knowledgeable patient navigator to support you. Lung Cancer Screening and Care at YRMC, inspired by you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the Town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, I want to thank you for tuning in to Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. I am here for the Town of Chino Valley, and on behalf of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, a couple little housekeeping things right out of the bat here. Archive shows are available for downloading and for listening at kqna.com. So check it out there. The full lineup of hosts and shows and different interviews with people all around the Quad Cities. It's some interesting stuff on there. anything relating to the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, their schedules, upcoming events, and membership information, and all that good stuff, chinovalley.org, or give them a call at 928-636-2493. Don't forget to follow them on social media, on Facebook at Chino Valley AZ Chamber of Commerce, on Twitter at CVAZ Chamber. They also have a Facebook page as, or excuse me, an Instagram page as well. So, check out chinovalley.org for links to all that social media. And of course, the town of Chino Valley. Our web home is chinoaz.net. You could reach me at informationofficer@chinoaz.net. The reason I give that out to you is we're always looking for interesting subject matter and guest ideas for this monthly monthly radio show that we do here, as well as a podcast that we produce for the town. So shoot me an email. Let me know who you would like to hear from, if you have any events or programs that you would like highlighted either here on the radio or on the Town of Chino Valley podcast. Also, our Facebook page of Town of Chino Valley AZ, and both Twitter and Instagram at CVAZ Town. That's where we really like to drive you folks to our social media, where you can see highlights of different events. We had a great turnout last week at our AARP and Town of Chino Valley partnership program at the Aquatic Center there. We had a shred-a-thon over there. Great turnout. We actually filled up quicker than normal. So it was a great chance for you to clear out your clutter and also protect your ID at the same time by getting rid of those sensitive documents that you might have laying around. We're gonna schedule another one of those shred-a-thons with the AARP. Probably in the springtime. We're gonna hover it around the tax season. So look for that. And again, our announcements on that will be not just on our website, but also on our social media pages as well. Now, as you know, a lot of you folks were out and about today, honoring, as the nation was, the National Veterans Day holiday, some parades and some great events happening in and around the area. But what does that mean for Talk of the Town, our monthly town program? Well, it means that most government offices and a lot of businesses and services are closed for the day. So that means we had a great opportunity to kind of get out of our normal comfort zone of talking about projects and different town specific related events, because those folks weren't available today. Hey, it's a holiday for them. Let them have a break from their hard work. But what that did mean is I have the opportunity to welcome a past guest of the show, good friend of mine, and one of the great artists of our area, of not just the Quad Cities area, Chino Valley specific, but the entire state, the entire Southwest, and the nation, as a matter of fact, Mr. Darren Mahoney. Darren, thanks for coming in and sitting down with us today.
Mr. Matt Santos, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on here today.
Now, I extend that artist and a celebrity figure to way beyond the Quad City area, because you do live here in Chino Valley.
Right. I base myself out of Chino Valley.
You're an Arizona native.
Yes.
But you and that guitar that's sitting on your lap right now have done some touring, not just throughout the state, but pretty extensive, not just through the Southwest, but all over the place.
Yeah, we've done quite a few, especially this year. I was on the road I was out two times this year, and one was, as you know, for the Howling Coyote tour with the Cross-Eyed Possums. We traveled up through California, L.A., Mar Vista, all the way up into Santa Rosa and Petaluma and all that.
My own stomping ground.
And then just after I got back with that, I did have to have a gallbladder surgery.
Oh, my God.
And I had to plan it because I had another tour coming up. So I had a tour with Sherry Finzer, Heart Dance Records, going, it was called the 4x4x4 tour. It was four dates, four states and 4 days. You know, it was, but it ended up extending. We ended up going from here all the way to Grand Junction, then to Rangeley, Colorado, to Salt Lake City, to Boise, Idaho, Reno, Nevada, and then we had an off day up in Lake Tahoe, which was very, very cool.
Isn't it beautiful country?
Yes,
that
yes,
way?
Yes.
I've lived in this in the state of Arizona for I can't even do the math. Not that long.
Mm-hmm.
2004.
Okay.
My family moved out here. So what is that? 15 years? I think.
Something like that. You're a native, yeah.
I don't get a chance to travel around much.
Mm-hmm.
Just work schedule and other things, different projects. Typically when I'm out and about, it's somehow work related.
Right.
So I don't get a chance to see much of our state. I want to try and rectify that though.
You know, and I think, you know, is when people hear people that are out on tour, they're like, oh, you get to see all this beautiful country. We get to see the beautiful country on the way to the venues,
yeah.
But we don't really get to be able to do a lot of things. You're there, you know, we would get up and we would drive, and then you get there, and whether you had a host for a house concert or you were in town playing a huge venue, you get a hotel room, and then you get over there to do your setup and your sound check. You get a little bit of bite to eat before, do the show. Then you end up having to do the meet and greets and go to dinner with the hosts. And by the time you get to bed, it's 1 a.m, and you got to get up at 6, and now you're driving 7 hours to Reno. And
like,
so you get to see the country, but you don't get to do a whole, did you ever go here? Did you ever go there? And it's like, I never had a chance to.
It's like, hey, Darren, what was Santa Rosa like? I don't know. The Motel 6 got a lot of channels, and I watched a lot of
I know Sonoma had some really good wineries.
Yeah. One of the places that I have gotten a chance to visit in Arizona, more on a recreational level, was the Sholo Pine Top Lakeside area.
Mm.
And that really reminded me, I could be completely wrong, because growing up in Northern California,
right.
Our like weekend getaways when we got a chance to a lot of times were mm-hmm. Reno, Tahoe area, and it kind of reminded me of that.
You know, and as kids growing up, when I grew up in Tempe and Levine, Arizona, for us, our family would take us up to by Pine Top Sholo, the reservation up at Big Lake, Crescent Lake, and that was our, you know, people would go to Disneyland, we would spend a week to 2 weeks camping and fishing, and that was, I mean, we'd rather do that than go to Disneyland.
I wanted to talk a little bit about that. What we want to get into, we've had Darren in studio before, it's been a while, and mm-hmm. I've had him on some interview projects that I do outside of the radio station, but I want to introduce you, the listeners, to a little bit of Darren's history. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but you mentioned growing up outdoorsy. You still are. You're involved not just on a personal level with horses and things,
mm-hmm.
but also
correct
with some of your community work. We'll get into that.
Okay.
But you just mentioned your vacations were going out in the woods. Mine were not. I grew up in a metro area.
The concrete jungle.
Yeah. You know, which is a whole different survival aspect, you know, in a lot of ways.
Right.
But now my son, who's 10, is an Arizona native. And I'm afraid he's living amongst all this beautiful scenery, and he's kind of, you know.
He thinks this is what it is?
Well, no. I mean, worse, he's not getting the mm-hmm. full experience, because I don't know what I'm doing out there. So we I've had some of it voluntary of getting out and experiencing the local scenery
right.
and wildlife recently, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. But some of that has also been forced upon me. We were talking when we were trading some messages the last few days, how we, specifically guys like me who grew up in the city, but in society in general, we've gotten so locked in and reliant on technology.
Mm-hmm.
My phone broke Saturday night myself.
Lucky you.
Which is my connection, my tether to everything. Email. I don't work without my phone. I can't,
mm-hmm.
I don't make a living without
That's
my
amazing.
Phone computer. We don't have a landline anymore like so many folks.
Correct.
So Saturday night, I was leaving a job in Prescott. And where I saw our producer here, Bill, for briefly, at a job on Saturday night. And my phone wouldn't charge. And then it drained by the time I got home. Turns out it's just dead. It's,
right.
it's broken.
Right.
I will not have a phone shipped out to me by my provider for about 4 days.
Wow. So, what are you doing with all this free time, Matt?
This is the thing. So I have realized it's been a kick in the teeth to realize how much I rely on that. So I am even less prepared than normal, because normally in studio I'll look stuff up on the internet or whatever. Mm-hmm. I can't do any of that.
Right.
I have been completely locked out of, I can't make a phone call, I can't send a text, I can't.
It's different, huh?
It is, but it's nice in a way. So I got an update today, an email that they're actually sending out a little early. It might be here tomorrow, might be here Wednesday, as opposed to the...
Well, when you called me the other, I think it was yesterday or something like that. This is Matt Santos. Over. I'm talking on my computer. Over.
Through Google Hangouts, I could actually make telephone calls through my laptop. But,
that was,
you know,
awesome. Yeah.
I thought my phone was big.
Yeah.
I used to use a Samsung.
Now you're
Note.
Walking around with
now
a Dell
I got a laptop stuck to my shoulder. But what it's, like I said, they originally they said they'd be out here Thursday or Friday. Now they're saying probably tomorrow or maybe Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking I might not open that package right away.
Right.
Because this is kind of nice. I had a great Sunday where we talked. Mm-hmm. I made one phone call through my, through my laptop and then didn't turn it back on basically until I tried to get over here. And then our internet. In our neighborhood is out. I don't know if it's the whole.
Yeah, it was out at our house.
Okay,
yeah.
So that whole half of town, yeah, from our local cable provider is out doing some maintenance. So I was kind of stuck. So I've actually got handwritten notes that I can't even use because I can't read my own writing. the other aspect of getting in touch with our local wildlife, we decided this year instead of buying firewood, we went and got a firewood permit. So the last 4 weeks we've been going out and cutting wood in the Prescott National Forest.
Oh, look at you!
Which if someone were to put one of those tracker cameras, or a GoPro in a tree in Groom Creek there, just past Goldwater Lake. They could win some serious cash on that hidden camera, the funniest home videos show, because seeing this city boy trying to chop wood.
Come on, man.
And not kill myself.
I saw you at Home Depot with a pallet full of firewood, cutting the plastic off and dumping it in your truck.
That would have been a whole lot easier. We are the don't let this happen to you,
yeah,
wood cutting family. It's a lot of fun though.
It's when you rely on it for heat, you got to think about it sometime.
Anthony is loving our dates. We've been going out once or twice a week. And working out that
cool
wood cutting permit. A lot of fun, but I want to talk to you a little bit about your history,
mm-hmm,
not just you growing up here. We are going to touch some base on some hot topics in the Chino Valley area, whether you want to, Darren, or not.
All right.
And we want to find out a little bit about your other history,
cool,
your personal history, because,
mm-hmm,
you've got a fantastic story about what really connected you to music, and we will be discussing that on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities with Darren Mahoney, after these messages.
This Thanksgiving Day, bring the entire family to Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel for a Thanksgiving feast like no other. Indulge at Mountain Spring Buffet or Storytellers for our mouth-watering specials, delicious sides, and delectable desserts. Treat yourself and the family this holiday season. We'll see you at the castle this Thanksgiving Day. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com to see our full menu of dining specials. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for holidays.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season.
Yeah, right now it's archery.
No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Bullseye.
After all, we're fourth generation AC and heating experts.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical in Prescott at 772-2751. Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion.
Maybe you won the lottery.
You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
We are back on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities for Talk of the Town. My name is Matt Santos. This is the a real fun time today. We get to sit back and talk with Darren Mahoney, local musician, local artist. Before we get back to him, though, want to remind you folks that one of the best ways to really find out what's happening in and around town, different projects, above all, find out how your tax money is spent, what your resources are going to accomplish, is by stopping in and observing and taking part in one of the town council meetings. They happen the second and fourth Tuesday of every month right there at 202 North Highway 89, which is right across the street from the entrance to the ball fields at Chino Valley High School, basically like where those tennis courts are. So stop in second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 6 p.m. is when they start. Now, having said that, make sure you also check our social media pages as well as chinoaz.net, because during the months of November and December, with the different holiday closures and things, there are some adjustments to that schedule. Typically, we will exempt one of those meetings. So make sure you follow chinoaz.net and our social media links so you know which Tuesdays will be exempt. Now, tomorrow, being the second Tuesday of the month, there will be a council meeting, again, 6 p.m., kind of a light agenda. There's a couple of things. What did I have on there? I made a note, and like I said before, hey, can't read it. Man, my writing is horrible. There's something dealing with municipal signage for our town buildings.
Yep.
As well as, what was the other one? Oh, I don't remember. Check the agenda. I have it right in front of me and honestly cannot read my own writing.
It was nothing to do with the memorial, was it?
No, it was stick around. This very well might be my last.
There's always hosting. Something to miss in Chino Valley.
This might be my last hosting of this show after that fine recap of what's going on.
Yada, yada,
oh,
yada,
my
yada.
Goodness. Anyway. Oh, no, there it is.
There it is.
Cable TV, mm-hmm. The contract with the local cable station for our Access TV, which is also where you can watch rebroadcasts of the council meetings as well as a live stream of the council meetings while they're happening. So municipal signage, not the signings of businesses and things, mm-hmm. but the actual signage for the town itself, as well as a contract dealing with our cable TV local access. One of the things that's a highlight of each and every meeting happens right at the very front of the meeting within the first few minutes. That is the call to the public section. Now, that is a chance where you, anyone, can get the mic for up to 3 minutes to discuss any subject ask any question that is on your mind. As long as, there's a couple of caveats to that. One is, you cannot bring something up in call to the public that is also on the agenda. You have to wait to discuss that when it is on the agenda. So any subject that is not on the agenda. So if you have a question, a comment, a suggestion, anything that you want to discuss, call to the public is the time to do that. Now, keep in mind, you will not get a response. Open meeting laws prohibit that. You will not get a response at that time. It will be addressed. Your comment, your question, your concern will be addressed at a future meeting. That allows counsel, that allows staff to research and give you the most accurate information available. It will be addressed at a future meeting in the next portion, which is response to the public. So, mayor and council handle all those, and you will get, like I said, the most accurate, timely information that you can. So show on up 6 p.m. tomorrow, and that's where you can see how your tax dollars are spent. Now, Darren.
Yes, sir.
You are fairly active on social media, dealing with your music, your promotion of your shows. So let's kick right off into that. Where can folks find out about you, your music, and the various projects you're involved in?
Well, you can find out about me at DarrenMahoney.net. And as you know, Facebook, Darren Mahoney or Darren Mahoney Music. What I got going on, you know, as you know, I'm an artist with Heart Dance Records. And a lot of what I do as far as music has to pertain with that. Some call it New Age, some call it meditational. I call it just acoustic instrumental stuff.
Now, that wasn't necessarily where your music career, your music interest started, correct?
No, my music interest started, obviously, I was a huge fan as a child, you know, in the age of 12, 13 years old, John Denver, Charlie Rich. I mean, that's how I started getting introduced to music. Then I started becoming a lover of all music, but then, you know, as well as, you know, in my, teen years, you know, Zeppelin and Deep Purple and, you know, and the Eagles, you know, doing all that stuff. It wasn't until, 96 that I got, diagnosed with stage 4 liver cancer that, I was introduced to, New Age. It was Wyndham Hill Records, Will Ackerman.
Will Ackerman. Leading up to that, you were playing some fairly large shows. You were very active in not just the Valley, the local Valley, Phoenix, Tempe area, but also the whole Southwest music scene.
Right. I had I was playing with a country artist, and we got to do shows opening for Kenny Chesney, Keith Urban, Sammy Hagar, Gary Allen, Kelly Pickler. You know, they were cool. The being sick part, I really didn't want to listen to any music. Yeah. Pink Floyd. I didn't want to listen to Stevie Ray Vaughan. I had 3 months to live.
Let's lead up to that. How did you realize that you had sick? Cancer?
Yeah. Well, I was living up here in Chino Valley in 95. And I was working at a horse facility up there, or in Chino, and I just remember feeling sluggish and that kind of stuff. But I was also, you know, quite the good partier. So I was probably masking a lot of the symptoms.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until January of '96 that I was down in Phoenix for a Vince Gill show, and afterwards, I ended up, you know, I got to bed and I woke up next morning. I didn't feel good and I felt like I was swelling up, and it was just by midnight that night, I was rushed into the emergency room.
Wow.
And, I was just so out of it that it was maybe a week later, I was woken up and told I had stage 4 liver cancer with about 3 months to live.
Well, spoiler alert, you overcame that.
Yes.
Part of your recovery, part of your healing, part of your time in the hospital, you were introduced to Will Ackerman.
Will Ackerman. And I got to, 10 years after the day, I was in the studio with Will Ackerman. We had kind of connected in a way. And it was probably, I think this was probably 4 or 5 years ago, we were nominated for, Acoustic Instrumental Album of the Year at the ZMRs. And, I didn't have, think we had a chance.
Yeah.
You know, we were sitting there. It was in New Orleans, and they called out the name, you know, the album name, and I was just blown away. It felt like, and Will Ackerman happened to be in the audience. So I was able to thank him. And afterwards, they rush out the side of the stage, back around.
Yeah.
And there's a big banner. They want pictures and all with you.
Step and repeat.
And so as I was standing there, I looked over and there was Will Ackerman standing there, and he came over and gave me a big hug. And so he was a huge part of it. Now I get to do the same for other people.
And you've told me some stories. Relate how you get that feedback. You've told me a couple of times last year's tour when you were up in
Tour, I had we were playing a performance, and I looked out in the audience, and I could see this gentleman and his wife really intensely paying attention to what was going on, but I could just tell by the look that he was having his own battle with something. Yeah. And afterwards they came up, and we started sharing stories. And, you know, for people to see somebody that had stage four, to know that it's not necessarily a death sentence anymore.
Yeah.
And I gave him the music that I had listened to. I told him everything that I did. I said, this is what I did. It helped me. I don't know if you'll get the same results, but I guarantee you, you're going to feel a lot better.
Well, we've talked about you as an artist. We've talked about some of your playing. We will promise you get into some municipal Chino Valley type discussions. We're going to bring up roundabouts whether you like it or not, Darren. Mm-hmm. But why don't we hear, let our listeners hear and delve back whether this, whatever you want to play, you get to choose whatever you want to do, whether it be some of your instrumentals you want to do, whatever you want to do.
I'm going to do the instrumental. This is a song I wrote just after I found out I was in remission. And this goes out to my wife, Amy. It was her birthday yesterday.
Ladies and gentlemen, Darren Mahoney. you started getting more involved in this style music, these,
mm-hmm.
these instrumentals, and like you said, through Wyndham Hill and
right.
and Ackerman, and now your association with Sherry and Heart Dance Records.
Mm-hmm.
How did that play into you recovering? How did that?
Hmm.
What did that do to you in mindset?
You know, it has to. You know, I never was one of those meditating people. But to have something that doesn't have words, that just kind of puts you in a spot, I think you allow your body to maybe do what it needs to do without you
yeah.
interfering with it. If anything, I think it really relaxes. I've got heavy metal guys. I've got guys that, you know, are playing in, I mean, serious, you know, goth metal. They hear this stuff and they really enjoy
yeah.
it. Everybody's kind of a closet in, you know, a instrumental fan,
yeah.
Whether it be jazz, whether it be classical or something. There's sometimes you just got to put something in that's, you know, not keeping your mind busy. Oh, I remember what I was doing when I heard yeah. this song. No, just sit back and chill.
And feel it.
Right.
Yeah, kind of
yeah.
the opposite of
right.
social media.
Right. And some people, you know, there's other people that get off on the singing and stuff. But I think
yeah.
when you're faced with such a dilemma in your life that I've got 3 months, nothing really matters anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everything's for the day. And when you watch people walk out of the hospital room and you can't,
yeah.
and you're like, man, you think you're having a bad day? I'm having a really bad day. I wish I could walk out of this room and go to a job that I hate.
Yeah.
yeah.
Interesting.
You know, so that, you know, but, you know, now I'm up here, I, you know, playing with Lisa Marie. I'm playing with Dennis Bennett with Second Chance.
Now, to, again, let people know where they can hear your music, at both
mm-hmm.
your side and Sherry.
My music can be found on iTunes, Pandora, all the outlets out there. I'm also on 5 or 6 international airlines.
Nice.
You know, all over the world, you know, my music is being played. I do shows. I got shows coming up at the Tlacopaki in December, at the chapel there for the Christmas mm-hmm. deal with Sherry. But, like
Sherry
you said,
Finzer.
Sherry Finzer, yeah. Heart Dance Records, hardest working girl in the,
yeah.
the music business right now. And,
a flautist
and multi-talented
yeah.
flautist. She's, really amazing, and she's a great person on top of
when
it.
When you think of a flute, mm-hmm. I think of what I remember seeing in, you know, junior high and high school band.
Right.
And you know, what I see on a Jethro
uh-huh.
video. She's got a flute that's bigger than her.
Oh yeah, the contra bass, you know, subcontras. She's got altos. All different kind of, she got an army of flutes behind her when
and
we performed.
I am a non-musician mm-hmm. to the nth degree.
Right.
But for any music, any instrument geeks that are listening, what is that you're playing right now? Cause that
this is, one of my, I build guitars and, I repair string instruments out of Chino Valley, Arizona. But, this one I'm playing here is one made out of Koa. And Western Red Cedar, and I've been playing this guitar literally, I can almost tell you, every day for over 20 years.
You got some mileage on this.
I do, but it's just
it's beautiful.
This is my number one.
And information on the guitars that you make,
mm-hmm.
Lessons that you provide,
yep.
and links to your releases as well as shows.
Contact me at DarrenMahoney.net. And you can email me through there as well as get a hold of me through Facebook.
We're going to be back. I want to hear some more about what other artists you play with, what shows you've got coming up, and another song or two when we return on Talk of the Town on KQNA 1130 AM, KQNA 99.9 FM.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Is that crack or chip blocking your view? AAA can help. Call the company you already trust for everything automotive. AAA Auto Glass Service is now available in the greater Prescott area. Their mobile auto glass technicians come to you to repair or replace your windshield and can help file your claim paperwork too. It's that easy. AAA Auto Glass makes things so much clearer. Schedule your service today. Call AAA Auto Glass at 855-AAA-GLASS.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Olson's is all about the health of your animals and a great shopping experience. But we're also about community. That's why we're successful. We don't see a divide between a successful community and success for Olson's. That's why we believe in Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters and their mission to inspire and ignite the potential in Yavapai County's children. Think of these effective words: leadership, professional, model, success, potential, relationship, knowledge, coach, defend, and last but not least, invest. You can invest in a child's potential and support Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters by being a part of Up, Up, and Away, a grand gala, dinner, and live auction on Saturday, November 16th, beginning at 5 p.m. at the Prescott Resort. The evening features a silent auction, gourmet dinner, live auction, and dancing to the music of Five in the Wheel. Become a part of the success of this great event. Call Cheryl to purchase tickets at 778-5135 or purchase online at azbigs.org. Good enough just isn't.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Saguaro National Park announces some visitor entrance fees have been stolen.
Saguaro National Park tweeted the fees were stolen from the honor station at the Red Hills Visitor Center between October 29th and October 30th. The honor station contained envelopes deposited by visitors that may have included cash or credit card information. Visitors who purchased an entrance pass using a credit card should be aware their information may be compromised. The park has issued an apology and says it's doing everything possible to rectify the situation. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
After nearly 18 years at the Prescott Gateway Mall, the Sears store will be no more
early next year. Transformco, which acquired Sears and Kmart out of bankruptcy 1 year ago, has announced it will be closing 51 Sears stores and 45 Kmart stores nationwide and in Puerto Rico following Thanksgiving and Black Friday sales. The Prescott location and other stores will start going out of business sales on December 2nd. After Transformco announced its closure plan, mall employees were notified of that decision. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Clear skies this evening, cooling after bedtime to about 39 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Then continued sunny and mild with light breezes and highs all week long around 69 with some clouds Wednesday night and Thursday, and a few degrees cooler by the weekend. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, more of the same with pre-dawn lows around 42, mostly sunny, daily highs in the upper 70s. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Chino Valley will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
Cool nights, changing colors, and heavy jackets are all a part of football season here in the Central Highlands. This is Dave Barrett with Barrett Propane. My favorite sport is football, and we're proud to help support our local high school teams. There's nothing like going to a game and cheering on your team in the crisp, cool fall air. So get out there on Friday night and support your local team. And please don't forget about your local businesses. Shop local, be local. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Maybe you've quit smoking years ago, or you could be a current smoker. Either way, you probably worry about your health, especially the possibility of lung cancer. The Lung Cancer Screening and Care Team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center understands this concern. Our team offers a yearly screening program that can detect lung cancer early, before you even have symptoms, and when it's most treatable. If a lung screening finds a potential health problem, you can count on YRMC's Lung Cancer Screening and Care for a complete diagnosis, advanced treatment, and outstanding recovery services. The latest lung cancer screening technology, an outstanding team of medical specialists, a knowledgeable patient navigator to support you. Lung Cancer Screening and Care at YRMC. Inspired by you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Hey, yeah, thanks for tuning in. This is Matt Santos on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities with my friend and our guest today, Mr. Darren Mahoney.
Howdy, howdy.
Hey, you talked a little bit before the break, before you mm-hmm. played, about your the style of music that you've been playing mostly,
mm-hmm.
it's instrumental. That's kind of the audio equivalent of unplugging and just
chill
just
out.
Relax.
Yes.
Now you have done that on occasion through social media because I think mm-hmm. nobody will argue the fact that social media, while it's a great tool to keep in contact with folks, it's also probably one of the biggest triggers for frustration.
Ugh.
In an
unnecessary evil.
Every once in a while, you'll do that. You've mm-hmm. got to be on to plug your art, plug your shows, plug
yep.
your gigs.
Yep.
But personally, mm-hmm. you don't plug every once in a while.
I do. And it's amazing. I just got Tonewood Amps. I told them, I says, this thing that you guys created allows me to sit in the barn by myself and unplug.
Yeah.
And just play for me. And I do that a lot. I mean, I love performing. Don't get me, that's what we all chase.
Yeah.
But there's times I need to sit down and do play the music and have it do for me what it does for other people.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that I take care of for the town of Chino Valley, in
mm-hmm.
addition to hosting this show once a month, the second Monday of every month, is monitor social media and
yes.
give feedback to the town leadership and town department heads and council on things that are out there of concern.
Now, right.
So I'm going to address a couple things right off the bat. We mentioned it last month. I want to mention it again. Our town Facebook page, the link is right there in the upper right-hand corner at chinoaz.net, or just search Town of Chino Valley on Facebook. We have it set up specifically as a posting forum. This is somewhere where we can post, we being the town, post and share information about events, projects, and things of concern for the community. It is not designed, at this point anyway, and that may change, it is not designed as a two-way communication. Commenting on there, for the most part, unless something sneaks through with different settings,
right.
is not visible to all. Now, having said that, you can take any post off of that town Facebook page and share it to your own page, share it to other groups, and get as much feedback as you want.
Right.
The reasons behind that is we can't always control, and you folks who run your own pages, run your own forums, know this, you can't always control what type of content is up there. So, at the risk of putting something offensive up there in a comment,
right.
at the risk of offending somebody personally or personal attacks or profanity, all those things, we've kind of blanketed a block on everything. Now, occasionally something will pop through
mm-hmm.
in a comment or depending on your own personal settings and things. But for the most part, we want that to be a read-only page because we don't have the resources, nor do we want to waste your resources, you the taxpayers, by having somebody or a group of somebodies monitor that 24 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
which is what has to happen
it
in
does.
Order to keep those offensive things off.
And I like the fact it is strictly an information basis Facebook page.
Yeah,
so because if you need to know something, the town of Chino Valley is willing to post it up there and let you know. Now, if whether you agree with it or not, go ahead and post it on your page and let all heck break loose.
Now, having said that,
yes.
there are some local forums out there.
Yes.
We're going to address a couple things real the shotgun format here. Roundabout. Love them, hate them.
Matt has a whip on me right here.
First off, every single roundabout in the town of Chino Valley
good Lord.
Is a product of ADOT.
Mm-hmm.
Not, we constantly see posts. Chino Valley, stop building roundabouts. Chino Valley, build more roundabouts. Chino Valley, teach people how. Those are ADOT roundabouts. Our main street is a state highway that is governed by Arizona Department of Transportation. Now, having said that, there's a lot of communication. There's a lot of cooperation. There's a lot of partnership.
Right.
But the decision, the dollars going to building those, the decisions on where to put them, and all of the massive traffic studies that show they are safer.
And they do. They are safer. I mean, you're not getting T-bones with families inside, you know.
All of those decisions
mm-hmm.
are ADOT decisions. So, feel free to contact ADOT, griping about the town of Chino Valley installing roundabouts is kind of, you know, yelling into a canyon because
it is not
happening.
It is not the Darlington whole shot practice city, you know. I think we should put bleachers up there myself or a live webcam. You know, so we can all tune in. I mean, I think we can make money. This town of Chino Valley can make money off of this.
Pronghorn, antelope.
Oh, God, don't get me started. We need to save them pronghorn. They were here before us. By God. I'm going to get so many Facebook faux pas coming at me. Sorry, Chino Valley. Let's all have fun.
Dialogue, conversation, it's all great. We encourage it more and more because it is your community. We want your wishes, your opinions to be made vocal. One of the best ways you can do
that. And it's
that.
Amazing to see what gets on people's nerves, you know.
One of the best ways to get your opinions, your thoughts, your concerns out there is by attending the council meetings, which are, with the exception of during the holiday time, the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. You know, we've got Bill Monroe, our producer here, just signaling us. We got a couple of minutes left. Darren, play us out to the next commercial break and the conclusion of our show with whatever you choose.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Darren Mahoney.
Well, maybe I'll sing one. Yeah, DarrenMahoney.net.
Mr. Darren Mahoney.
Yes, so highway's getting longer. Seems to be no end in sight. A sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. Gotta ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called her house, but no one answers. Last 2 weeks, there ain't been no one at home. I guess it's true with me. I tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept the woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. How much too young feeding this damn old? And all the cards are on the table with no ace left in the hole. I'm much too young feeling this damn old. The competition's getting younger, a tougher bronze, you know I can recall. A worn out tape, Chris LeDoux, lonely women and bad booze, a
I seem to be the only friend I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young to feel in this damn old. And all the cards are on the table with no ace left in the hole. I'm much too young to feel in this damn old. And Lord, I'm much too young to feel in this damn old.
That was Darren Mahoney. We'll be right back with our closing thoughts after these messages.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Seems like everybody's talking about pricing and not enough about quality.
Yeah, do you go to the brain surgeon that gives you the best deal or the one that does the best job?
Well, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing isn't brain surgery.
Oh, yeah? Have you looked inside a furnace lately?
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Excellent workmanship at a fair price with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Call 772-2751. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. 772-2751.
This Thanksgiving Day, bring the entire family to Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel for a Thanksgiving feast like no other. Indulge at Mountain Spring Buffet or Storytellers for our mouth-watering specials, delicious sides, and delectable desserts. Treat yourself and the family this holiday season. We'll see you at the castle this Thanksgiving Day. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com to see our full menu of dining specials. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for holidays.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, we want to thank you for listening to us this afternoon. I want to thank Darren Mahoney for sitting in and playing a couple of songs and having some laughs with us. HeartDanceRecords.com, DarrenMahoney.net are ways you can find out about his music, as well as his shows coming up, Mark's Beer Garden, the Haciampa, and Granite Creek Vineyards this coming weekend. As always, we want to thank the lovely and talented Bill Monroe for making sure you can hear us. And I will talk at you later. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.